This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Dr. John Jost about the Bradley Community Chorus's upcoming concert, Famous Opera Choruses, happening this Sunday at 3 p.m. at Dingledine Music Center. Dr. Jost, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Now, I understand that this concert marks a few milestones, both for you and the chorus. Can you tell us about that?
Well, for the chorus, and I discovered this a few months ago, it is the 60th anniversary. It was established by Dr. John Davis in 1958. And for me, it's my last year at Bradley. I'm retiring at the end of this semester. So it's my 29th year with the university and with the Bradley Community Chorus.
Now, the program is a sequence of famous opera choruses. Now, are these pieces that you've picked out because they're favorites of the chorus over its years, or are they just pieces that people like to hear, and so you've put together a crowd pleaser?
I would say that the latter, that these are choruses like the Habanera from Bizet's Carmen and the March of the Toreadors from the same thing, and Verdi Anvil Chorus, and kind of things that people will recognize, especially if they watched cartoons in the old days. They would recognize these choruses.
And that's fascinating when an audience who perhaps does not even identify themselves as an opera audience experiences music, and here they recognize these pieces that maybe, as you said, they've heard in cartoons or in different television programs.
Right. And one of them, the Borodin Polevtsian dances, the choir pieces from that, was actually made into a musical, Kismet, and A Stranger in Paradise, da-da-dee-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, was actually an opera chorus and ended up in a musical. So there are other ways that people may have heard some of these tunes as well.
Now, there may be people who aren't terribly familiar with the community chorus. Can you talk a little bit about what the purpose of the ensemble is? Because it's over and above the choirs that you already direct for the Bradley students. Is this an outreach ensemble?
Right. The community chorus is it kind of depends on what percentage is students and what percentage is community. At the moment, I think the overwhelming percentage is community members, actually, although there are quite a few students in the group as well. But the chorus was started for the purpose of performing choral orchestral masterworks, just to give students and community members the opportunity to do that. And when Dr. Davis started the group, he always did very ambitious pieces, and we've, you know, continued that tradition. Mozart Requiem, Haydn Masses, we did the Verdi Requiem a couple of years ago. Pieces that are very challenging to the orchestra and to the chorus, but extremely rewarding to perform.
And the chorus performs twice a year, so there are multiple opportunities for people to join and get involved in the chorus.
That's right. People can join for one semester, or they can join for life. It just kind of depends on the situation. And the last many years, actually, we've had the tradition of performing in the fall at St. Mary's Cathedral, which gives a whole different kind of aura to the performance, especially since they've remodeled that cathedral a few years ago and added maybe a couple of seconds of reverb, which I'm not sure it needed. But it's just such a beautiful place to perform, and you can get a lot of people in there. And so that's become our tradition in the fall, to perform a large work with orchestra. And usually in the spring, maybe a smaller work or maybe something with piano, like these choruses we're doing with piano accompaniment.
And I understand there is a narration component to the program. Can you tell us about that? Is it trying to weave together an actual story element?
Well, not exactly, but the idea was to make it a little more interesting than just program notes. And we have a member of the chorus. He's been a member for a long time, Philip Marcus, who taught math at Eureka and then part-time at Bradley for a while, who loves to write about music. And when the Peninsula Observer was in existence here, he was their music critic. So a couple of times, maybe two or three times, I've asked him to write sort of a narration. But the narration is basically talking a little bit about each composer and just a very little bit about the plot of each opera, maybe one paragraph, two paragraphs for each selection. And it gives the chorus a chance to breathe as well, which is nice and appreciated.
You've been conducting the Bradley Community Chorus for the past 29 years. And as you look back over your time with the chorus, are there any changes that you've noticed, or any trends, any reflections that you have as you prepare your final concert with them?
Well, I think one change has been there have been more and more alumni from the Bradley Chorale who have settled in the area and still want to sing and have come back and have the desire to sing choral masterworks and these, you know, kind of momentous classical pieces. So the level of musicianship, I'd say, has gotten higher over the years. That's one change. So that's been very enjoyable to be a part of.
And I know that a lot of the community members in the chorus, often when they start singing, they stick around for several years. Do you have any community members who've been with you and with the chorus throughout your tenure?
Well, actually, there are, I think, quite a few. And there is one woman who has been in the chorus since it was founded in 1958.
Wow.
And unfortunately, she was sick, had to miss a lot of rehearsals, is not going to be able to sing the concert, but I believe she'll be in attendance. And she has sung at almost every other concert. And her name is Marilyn Tepfer. She's from Tremont. And talk about loyalty. That's a 60-year commitment.
And speaking of alumni, we should also note that there's another special concert that's going to be involving some alumni from the Bradley Chorale. Can you talk about that concert?
Yes, on April 28th, which is a Saturday at 3 o'clock, also in Dingeltine Music Center, will be the Chorale's final concert with me. And we've invited Chorale alumni, and I understand that I'm not sure how many are coming. I think at least 80, 90, something like that, from over the years. And a lot of the pieces that we will do are pieces that are my favorites that we've done maybe every 10 years or so. So alumni who have sung these pieces will be invited to come up on the stage and sing with us. And it should be just slightly disorderly, but a lot of fun, I think.
And can I be a little nosy and just ask, from that program concert that you're doing on the 28th, is there a particular piece that you are really looking forward to conducting the chorus one last time, the Chorale?
Well, I think the piece that most of the people know and will sing, because we've done it quite often, is The Lord Bless You and Keep You by John Rutter, which is a absolutely superb setting of the Aaronic blessing. And we're going to be singing that at the end and surrounding the auditorium. And so hopefully we will get through it. But there are a couple of other very special pieces as well that we'll be doing that I think a lot of people know. Sicut Cervus by Palestrina, which is As the Heart Longs for the Flowing Streams. Probably one of the top 10 choral pieces of all time. And that should be very moving as well.
Dr. John Jost was with us to talk about this weekend's performance by the Bradley Community Chorus. It's his final concert as the chorus's conductor. That's Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Dingeldine Music Center. He'll also lead the Bradley Chorale in a concert Saturday, April 28th. Dr. Jost, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Also this weekend, the Illinois Central College Theater Department presents The Cripple of Inishman, directed by Chip Joyce. Performances will be happening Friday and Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at the Illinois Central College Performing Arts Center. For tickets and more information, call 694-5136. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.